How coffee drinking can be safe. Recall from the Mediocristan discussion earlier that no single observation will impact your total. This property will be more and more significant as your population increases in size. The averages will become more and more stable to the point where all samples will look alike. I've had plenty of cups of coffee in my life. It's my principal addiction. I've never seen a cup jump 2 feet from my desk, nor has coffee spilled spontaneously on this manuscript without intervention, even in Russia. Indeed, it will take more than a mild coffee addiction to witness such an event. It would require more lifetimes than is perhaps conceivable. The odds are so small, one in so many zeros, that it would be impossible for me to write them down in my free time. Yet physical reality makes it possible for my coffee cup to jump. Very unlikely, but possible. Particles jump around all the time. How come the coffee cup, itself composed of jumping particles, doesn't? The reason is, simply, that for the cup to jump would require that all of the particles jump in the same direction, and do so in lockstep several times in a row, with a compensating move of the table in the opposite direction. All several trillion particles in my coffee cup aren't going to jump in the same direction. This isn't going to happen in the lifetime of this universe. So I can safely put the coffee cup on the edge of my writing table and worry about more serious sources of uncertainty. The safety of my coffee cup illustrates how the randomness of the Gaussian is tameable by averaging. If my cup were one large particle, or acted as one, then its jumping would be a problem. But my cup is the sum of trillions of very small particles. Casino operators understand this well, which is why they never, if they do things right, lose money. They simply don't let one gambler make a massive bet, instead preferring to have plenty of gamblers make series of bets of limited size. Gamblers may bet a total of $20 million, but you needn't worry about the casino's health. The bets run, say, $20 on average. The casino caps the bets at a maximum that will allow the casino owners to sleep at night. So the variations in the casino's returns are going to be ridiculously small, no matter the total gambling activity. You'll not see anyone leaving the casino with $1 billion in the lifetime of this universe. The above is an application of the supreme law of Mediocristan. When you have plenty of gamblers, no single gambler will impact the total more than minutely. The consequence of this is that variations around the average of the Gaussian, also called errors, are not truly worrisome. They're small, and they wash out. They're domesticated fluctuations around the mean.